Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Remember the 90s? Let's find out. Acid washed jeans, Doc Martens on your feet, Pogs in your pocket, and bagel bites to eat. Watching Full House with your digital pets. Mom, get off the phone. I need to use the internet. Let's go to Blockbuster. There's nothing else to do. Carmen San Diego, where the hell are you? I like Tukey, not...
You've got mail.
Ice, ice, baby, swing!
Hello, and welcome to Yo, Remember the 90s, with my pals, El Horrible, El Horrible. Yo. How do you even say your name? Nobody knows.
El Horrible, yes they do. It's very easy. It's not that hard. Why does everyone always screw it up?
And OJ, how you doing, OJ?
Good. How are you boys doing tonight?
Good, good. I, of course, am the great Cardiff Electric. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the real episode one of You'll Remember the 90s. If you're watching on one of the competing channels tonight, like El Horrible's or my own, please come on over here. Click like and subscribe so we can make some money on this channel. Yeah. But speaking of money, we do want this show to be a show. I think we voted 2 out of 3 wanted to make this show a show. So majority rules. We want to make this a show. We don't want to just read super chats all night. So we do thank you if you're on one of our other channels super chatting. We thank you for that. But we will be reading them at the end of the show. What we want to do, we do want to interact with the chat, though. So if we do see a great message popping up, something funny, something relevant, something interesting, we're definitely going to pop that up right away. So you don't have to super chat to get your voice heard here. Not yet, right? Not yet? That's
not yet.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, not yet.
But eventually it'll be all about the money. Oh, that sweet, sweet money.
Sweet 90s money.
Yeah, we'll we'll be yelling for David Chandler like Kevin was earlier. Oh, that was so embarrassing. I know we're not making this about the Dapplverse.
No, it's not.
No. He was literally yelling, "Where's David Chandler? Chandler, where are you?" It was ridiculous. A grown man yelling for another grown man so he could send him money on the internet.
An almost elderly old man. I mean, anyway.
But it's a great thing we have this internet, this thing called the internet.
It's funny you mentioned the internet, El Horrible.
Thank you.
Because tonight's episode is about 90s technology.
What?
And what greater piece of technology to come out of the 90s than... Well, it didn't really come out in the internet, but it really hit its stride. It really became mainstream in the 90s. Would you agree with that statement or my line?
Of course.
I think the first server came out in the year 1990, if I'm correct about that.
I have no clue.
So yeah. like a pure internet server, but yeah, communicating on a computer, messaging on a computer was around for a long time. I had a you know, back in the day, I used to mess around on things called a BBS. Have you ever been on a BBS?
No.
And it does not stand for big.
Oh yeah.
Anything, okay.
Big black schlong. Yes, I have been on a BBS. Now that I think of it.
Congratulations in Detroit, I'm sure.
It was fantastic.
I saw it.
Smell like coconut oil.
So BBSs were, you had to, it was like, think of it as a website, a very rudimentary website that you had to, you needed a phone number for to be able to connect to. Okay. And then on that website had a lot of different, I think they called them nodes. See, there was entertainment, there was recreation, culture, chat. There you go, Detroit by Dark. Detroit, if you're in Detroit, you're probably still using BBSs. They're still on dial-up in Detroit. That's what we learned, trying to use the Detroit internet.
Bulletin board systems. No, yes. Yeah, never heard of that.
Yeah, so basically now, it was completely text-based. I'm going to bring up a screen here.
Was this hooked up straight to the computer with the phone line, or did you actually have to hook the phone onto another device?
So this was modem technology. Okay. This was you needed a modem. I think at the time I had a 14.4 modem. Okay. If anyone knows what that is, that was high tech though, because that was, you know, there were 56 baud modems and all this shit. But the 14.4, when that came out, that was like, we've arrived. We can do so much data transfer with a computer and a phone line. But so basically this is what you dial in with your modem. There's actually a video I pulled off of YouTube that showed how to connect to a BBS, but I was falling asleep watching it. So I'm, sure. I'm not gonna do this to everybody, but you would have to dial into this, and then everything was keystrokes, right? You could go to the news section and read whatever news was up there. You could, you know, people would post. It was a lot of chat boards, and then there was a very the early days of email. You could access your email through the BBS, but you have to go in here, connect, and then go to your messages, which were essentially your emails coming through.
Is this when everything on the computer was green and black? So you had a regular monitor, like color monitor?
There was Windows, you know, Windows 3.1.
Oh, okay.
And this, so it was still a Windows based, even on Apples and things that were Macs at the time, whatever. Windows 95, it was kind of the beginnings of this as well. This was still around, but yeah, no, it was just, there was no, they were transferring data like they've never transferred before over the phone line. So I guess including a mouse, including any graphics, no, like any pictures that were on here were text-based. They were all ASCII, right? Like it looked like this everywhere, like the way they've written out the title OBS in quotes.
Right.
There was, you know, there were games on here, but it was all that stuff.
Could I have shared my Flock of Seagulls albums with people back then through this?
Not your Flock of Seagulls, but there was very early days of file sharing. But a lot of people would use BBSs at the time for pirating games,
right,
pirating software. But again, it was always hosted in your town or close to you, because if you were calling a BBS that was long distance.
Yeah. Well, that's how I remember the internet. I mean, yeah. I first thing I remember was having Windows 95. And getting America Online. Like that was my first internet thing. My dad coming home, I remember, with a computer and setting us up in, I think it was 95 or whenever Windows 95 came out. What was before Windows 95?
3.1.
Yeah, see, I didn't have that. Windows 95 was my first thing. My dad was like, this is the wave of the future. I was like, yeah, whatever. Can we play games?
It's funny you mentioned that. I do have a Windows 95 story we'll get into. But yeah, this was around the time of Windows 95. This was probably the end of the BBSs. I mean, BBSs are still around today for some reason. There's still people that use these.
Right.
Because they're,
wow.
Really?
They enjoy it almost for the nostalgia. But yeah, AOL was probably the killer for a lot of this stuff. That's what made the internet mainstream. Is that Rosie's eggs flying around?
Some kind, I guess. It's some kind of moth. I don't know. I think I'm infested.
But yeah, the AOL is what killed it. I mean, we all had the stack of AOL CDs that they would mail out. So
put them in cereal boxes. They were everywhere.
Essentially, AOL just took this and made it more user-friendly and look nicer. Kind of like what Apple...
Yeah, AOL just kind of became your gateway. But AOL, the reason they needed that CD was because you needed their software on your computer to access everything. Right. So what BBSs were cool because it was pretty open code, like a web browser.
But right? how did you know what number to, like, how did you know the number to call to connect to a BBS? It seems so underground.
I think it was, I remember it was the, you know, it would be the back of newspapers, computer magazines. They would have ads. So they would have to put ads out in the classifieds to advertise their BBS. And they were, a lot of them were very niche.
Right. Sure.
Right. So it was, this is the Dungeons and Dragons BBS, or this is the porn BBS, or whatever it was. Like, there was, they were all very unique, but you know, you connected with other users and you got, hey, here's this other one, or here's this other one. Like, the mainstream ones would advertise. There was ones that you, then they would charge a fee. Sure. Some of them would charge a fee. Some of them it was free. And they would advertise, you know, trying to get more members, but the more niche ones kind of were more word of mouth. They wanted just to keep it in their club, in their cliques.
Someone make a hack versus BBS.
Yes, please. But if you would like to see an AOL commercial from the 90s.
Absolutely.
I have that right here.
Fantastic.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to them.
Cowabunga! Every day, America Online is making it easier for people to live, work, and play.
Hey, Dan, ready for the game? I'm just finishing up here with my new kayaking friends.
Kayaking friends on your computer?
Yeah, I just got America Online.
Sounds great. Listen, I can't go to the game today.
What?
I've got to send something for my mom's birthday. It's tomorrow. I'll then book plane tickets for our trip next week, and my kid's got to go to the library to look up dinosaurs.
Hey, oh no, what will he do? We go.
Yeah,
right. Is that Gino Visconti?
America Online can do all that.
I believe so.
How about sending your mom some nice flowers? All you do is click on Marketplace.
Oh, that was MacGyver.
Place an order.
Call now for America Online, a new way to use your computer to communicate, have fun, and get instant news and information.
Flowers are sent. Now let's access the online travel service.
How long have you had this?
About a week. And it's so easy. All you do is point.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize, maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Click.
But how does it work?
All you need is a computer and a regular phone line. They send you the software and give you 10 free hours to check it out.
Call now for your free America Online startup kit and get free software.
Call and get a disc.
Free online hours. It's everything you Floppy. Need to get online.
Plane tickets are ordered. Now, let's look up dinosaurs. What do you think? Compton's Encyclopedia or National Geographic?
You can get all that with America Online?
Yeah, you can read Business Week Online before it hits the news.
For his daughter.
Update your stock portfolio every 15 minutes with PC Quote. You can even play fantasy football.
Call now for 10 free hours of America
Online. Jerk off
Online
anywhere, Frank?
Get instant access to world news, sports, finance,
computer, entertainment. Where's the tips, Frank?
I save you a trip to the library.
That's great.
Yeah, downloading is easy, too. You know, I can even send email on the internet. And of course, there's my personal favorite, live chat. That's how I met my new kayaking buddies. We'll check that out later.
My new kayaking buddies.
Get America Online.
That's a
too.
Thailand ladyboy. That's kayaking buddies.
Call 1-800-614-3434 now for your free America Online startup kit for free software
Piazza.
And 10 free online hours. It's everything you need to get online. So call 1-800-614-3434.
That number is discontinued. Or disconnected, just in case anyone was wondering. Could no longer call. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was how we connected to the... That was our gateway. And AOL did so well because they took this BBS concept this internet thing where you needed some technical skills for, and they did make it easy. Because remember, this was a world where not everyone even knew how to use a computer.
Right.
Never mind connect to a network somewhere in some basement somewhere in your town where you could meet up.
That's
a conversation. It was crazy.
Someone was mentioning, and I guess it's kind of like it. I forget. It's that Detroit guy again. I don't know your full name. Sorry. But he was saying Discord is kind of similar to a BBS in some ways.
Yeah. Very similar. There's the channels, and BBS has had the nodes, the Discord has the channels. And there's different, but it was more than just chat. Like I said, there would be documents, quote unquote documents in here again, with news and articles and encyclopedia, BBSs. Like there was an array of stuff. It was pretty robust, but yeah, really. I mean, what everybody went there for was the porn.
Of course. Porn. Every fucking time. Ah, damn it. We're trying not to curse. But yes, every time. What about, did you do Prodigy?
I never had Prodigy. No, I went from BBSs. AOL was my first entree into the full graphical internet. It was, you used the free hours. You got 50 free hours. You were going to use them.
Yeah.
But they screwed me. In the 90s, AOL still owes me $700.
What?
Because they had, so my 50 free hours cost me $700.
Oh.
Because they claimed that I used, so calling your local number was free, but calling their 800 number to dial in. You could use your local number at home, no problem, for free. But what they were banking on was people traveling for business. When they're in another town, they have to use an 800 number.
Right.
And that costs $24.95 an hour.
What?
To be connected to when you're connected from out of town.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
800 numbers are supposed to be toll free.
Or 800-900, whatever it was. They had a number you had to pay for to connect to.
Oh, then it would be 900. Yeah, it would be a
900.
Or whatever. So they insisted that I was calling from the pay number. For my 50 free hours. I'm like, there's no way. Like I took Polaroid pictures of the phone number I was calling. And I'm like, who can I send this to? And they said, no one, sir. We don't care. Pay your bill.
Really?
Yes.
Horrible.
Yes. And it was all. So yeah, they screwed me. AOL. If you're out there, you still owe me that money. I am still very, very upset with it.
Yeah, I remember trying to always find the most local number to call for AOL and all that shit. And I remember the first thing I ever tried to download that was semi-porn related, because I didn't understand. When I first got on AOL, like, you know how they showed the menu with all those categories and stuff?
Yeah.
I thought that was the internet. Like, I thought that was everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember trying to look up porn, and I was like, where do you get porn? God, I was so young back then. And I remember it took about 30 minutes to download a picture of Tiffany Amber Thiessen with a black swimsuit thing that was see-through. And that was the most pornographic thing. And I was printing it. I remember that. I was printing it on regular printer paper.
Yes. You have to show everyone. And you have to show your friends.
Using so much printer ink. My dad was so angry the next day. But yeah, I definitely remember that was the first time I logged onto the internet, and that was the first thing I did was look for a picture of Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and I could see her nipple.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, but it really was just you're using their software. The chat rooms were crazy in there. The celebrity impersonators that were in there, I remember a lot of that stuff, like people pretending to be, you know, whoever. I actually did connect with two members of Motley Crue on AOL.
How do you know it was really them?
Because they got me backstage to a show in 97. Yeah.
No way.
AOL. It was, I swear.
What?
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought, you know, I'm going to show up there and there's going to be no pass for me.
Right.
I showed up and gave my name and there was my pass. I'm like, holy shit. I was actually talking to
them. Holy shit. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was nuts.
Yeah. I used to pretend to be a lesbian and go into the lesbian chat and it's like a Turk talk dirty to other lesbians. And then and then they'd ask me what my bra size was, and I was too young to know that, so I'd have to go up. I'd be like, hold on, I'll be right back.
Ma!
Yeah, no, I would go through my sister's drawers to find out who the fuck. There's numbers and letters.
Oh my god.
I have a project to do at school. I need to learn about women's lingerie.
Oh my god, I remember trying to talk to lesbians. I think Scott the engineer used to do that too. He used to pretend to be a lesbian so he could talk to other lesbians. Oh, amazing. Sex was so good when you were young.
And it was just typing.
Yeah.
It was just black and white. Yep. Like, but it didn't matter who was on the other side. You painted a picture.
Right.
I mean, it was like penthouse forums but live. Like, it's like we read these stupid penthouse forum stories, but yeah, no, it's crazy.
Chat rooms back then were digital glory holes.
Absolutely. Digital glory holes. I love it.
But as we discussed, downloading a porn back in those days, especially, was very, very challenging, very frustrating. I've created a short film about this very topic. It's great that we brought this up today, because I created this short film many years ago. It was actually I set up my old Super 8 video camera facing my computer screen to record what it was like downloading porn in the 90s, because I knew one day I would have a show on that there internet. Hi, Wendy.
Absolutely. Hey, Wendy.
Hello, Wendy. We had a fun on your show yesterday. Thank you for having us on. We're glad you're here.
Everyone go subscribe at Wendy. So yes, that I knew the show was coming, so I set up my camera on a tripod and recorded this for you all.
Yes, this is exactly how my Tiffany Amber Thiessen picture looked. Is that her?
Oh, it's Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, so close.
The first fake. It's really her, though. It's really... Oh, why is it going backwards? No! Not backwards, wrong way.
Oh, yeah, we're going to see nudity.
It's
nudity.
Rock hard.
ASL, H-sex location. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. Mom, hang up the phone.
Hello?
Who are you talking to?
I'm your mother. I need to know.
And then you start all over again.
Fuck.
Do you remember?
God damn it, I can't not curse.
The struggle of not cursing.
Cardiff Electric, your film, produced by Cardiff Electric, directed by Cardiff Electric. Sorry, fake Jennifer Aniston. Cardiff Electric, whatever that Roman number is.
2023.
Oh, there you go. That would make sense.
It would. But yeah, that's not an exaggeration of what it was like. That was probably a faster version, especially in the really early days. Yeah, just watching that. And I remember that. Everybody remembers that Tiffany Amber Thiessen picture.
Yeah, right? Like, I have a feeling I'm not alone in that. But I think everyone knows exactly what that picture is.
But I was hunting for the Jennifer Aniston. I couldn't find it because that was one of the first Photoshops.
Yes, you're right.
And it was like that was going around. Like, what? Nobody cared. Nobody thought that it was a fake. Nobody even of course she would have naked pictures. And of course they're going to get out on the internet.
Kiki Loco, yo, remember how hot Sunny used to be in the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she like the most downloaded chick at one point or something?
Yeah, was that the 90s, though?
Yes, that was the 90s. Her and Cindy Margolis comes to mind.
Yeah, but Cindy Margolis used to claim that. But I think for 1 year, like Sunny legitimately was like the most downloaded chick on AOL or something. Yeah.
She was young. She was smoking hot.
Yeah, but now she's gross.
Easy 1, 2, 3 Winamp. Oh, that like Winamp. I think Winamp and Napster and that the MP3, that's a
MP3.
That's a whole show on its own.
Oh, yeah. File sharing that was the 90s. It was the
90s. It started in the 90s.
Yeah. It was probably big like 2001, 2002.
Late 90s. Definitely it was big late 90s with Napster and all that.
Yeah.
But that's really what it was like, kids. You don't know how lucky you have it.
I know, it's insane. Or you had to get physical pornography and find out where your father hid it. My dad was not very good at hiding it, though.
We had the communal Playboy on the street that was hidden in a bush.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You built a fort around it.
Yes.
And then eventually it would rain and all the outer layers would get all sticky and gross. You know, to peel them away like the rotten layers of a layer. Yeah,
it was the rain that got it.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it was the rain.
The rain. Yeah, it was so weird how in the 90s and 80s, I guess, you would walk through the woods and find like this little like campsite and you just see pornography. Why didn't they take it? Why did they leave it here? I guess it was younger kids who couldn't have it at their house. And remember beer balls? Do they still sell beer balls?
What's a beer ball?
It was a big glass ball that I guess people would get, you know, full of beer. And you would go into the woods, I guess, and drink it. Because I remember in the 90s just going through the woods and just seeing these, like, brown or orangey glass balls in the woods. And they were
I have no idea. Party balls in the chat.
Party ball. Okay. We call them beer balls. I've never actually seen one, though, like, full of beer. I've only seen empty ones abandoned in the woods. And I haven't seen them in years. Beer balls. Yep. Yeah, see, people are calling them party balls, though. I never heard of that. Kicking the ball at the end was the best. Yeah, see, I never experienced that except for finding them in the woods. And I was like, what are these?
I wonder if kids still even do that nowadays, go out to the woods and party. Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly what it looks
like. So it's like a mini keg, I guess.
Yes. Okay. So they come in those boxes. Okay. See, I always thought I was going to see the actual ball somewhere in the liquor store, but okay, that makes sense that they would come in a box. I haven't thought of beer balls literally since I was probably like 7 years old. So it's weird that even came up, but that's what, yo, remember the 90s. It's supposed to leave you with a boner full of nostalgia.
Yes, that's for sure. So yeah, so the BBS, the internet, I mean, we couldn't possibly cover everything, talk about everything, but we really just did want to get to the introductions of it.
Right. Well, that's a great thing about the show. Like, we could always go back to topics and stuff. Like, you know, we could do topics over and over again. Like, we're going to do fast food again. Like, I know we did a lot of fast food in the first episode, but I know there are things we have not talked about.
We know we're going to be doing more fast food.
Yes. There's so much to talk about.
So much more.
So much diarrhea to remember.
We look at that, but I wanted to play this. This is a clip from the Today Show where they, in the 90s, are talking about the internet, what's coming. What's to come. And if you really think about it, even us going back then, we had no idea we'd be here today.
Right.
Like, I remember the Nintendo having that communication port in the back and people saying, you're going to be able to order pizza on your Nintendo and the future. And like, we never saw any of that shit.
Are you talking about the original NES?
The original NES. There's that communication port in the bottom.
I don't even know about that.
Yeah, if you flip your NES over, there's a panel you can pull off and there's a COM port.
And what was that for?
I have no idea. I think it was for something that they had planned maybe in the future. But like I said, we'd always have people saying, yeah, you're going to be able to connect it to your phone and order pizza. That's all I remember. That's the only thing we thought we could do with it. We're going to order pizza. We're going to develop a multi-billion-dollar network to connect to Domino's faster and more efficiently.
That's like one of the first things they said that delivery drones were going to do, that they were going to order like Domino, or they were going to deliver Domino's pizza. That was one of the first things they said that drones will be able to do for you. So everything always comes back to either pornography or getting pizza delivered to your house.
We are such simple beings.
That's right.
And sex. That's it. That's all we need. But yeah, so here is the Today Show. A couple clips from the Today Show in the 90s talking about the internet from a very naive perspective. Was.
G6 Pass, I wasn't prepared to translate that as I was doing that little tease.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Little mark with the A and then the ring around it.
At.
See, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Katie said she thought it was about.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'd never heard it. I'd never heard it said. I'd always seen the mark, but never heard it said. And then it sounded stupid when I said it. Violence at NBC.
I heard it'd be a big fight up in the lunchroom. Yeah.
See, there it is. Violence at NBC, GE.com. I mean,
there's dots in there, Brian.
What is internet anyway?
Internet is that.
There was a time we didn't say dot. Mm-hmm.
The one that's becoming really big now.
What do you mean? That's big. How does one? What do you write to it like mail?
No, a lot of people use it and communicate. I guess they can communicate with NBC writers and producers. Allison, can you explain what internet is?
No, she can't say anything in 10 seconds or less.
Allison will be in the studio shortly.
What
does it mean?
It's a giant computer network made up of started from.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us what this was.
It's like
looking in the dictionary.
Billboard.
He still wants to know what the ad sign is.
It's a computer billboard, but it's nationwide, and it's several universities and everything all joined together.
Right.
And others can access it.
Right.
And it's getting bigger and bigger all the time.
It came in really handy during the quake. A lot of people, that's how they were communicating out to tell family and loved ones they were okay because all the phone lines were down.
I was telling Katie, and I was
talking. You don't need a phone line to operate internet?
No.
Yes, you do.
Millions of Americans own a personal computer. If you're one of them, you can now glimpse the future with nothing more than a modem, a phone line, and a few dollars a month.
It's fantastic.
That's what they thought. That's
scary. The scary internet. What does it do? What is it? What are we talking
about?
It's
going to rot our brains.
What is this all
destroy
about?
Our children. Oh, yeah. It's amazing to see. That was the perspective.
I think we probably all kind of felt that way. Like, what the hell is this? What is that symbol? Like, I don't get it.
I don't remember it that being that way. I think it felt very natural. Like, it just became, I think maybe a day I thought that's the ampersand, right?
Yes,
but it only took us, I think, from our generation once.
Yeah. That's true.
Part of our life, right?
A while to accept that the pound sign was now being called a hashtag.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, I'm still.
That's like still, yeah. You just
it's still a pound sign to me.
Still a pound sign.
Didn't they just literally take something that already had a name and then just give it a new name? Can't do that.
It's always Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Right.
Till I die.
I don't even remember what jerseys, arenas, or things called. It was always Giants Stadium. Yeah. So.
Well, like I said, Field Magic for me.
Yes. But yeah, the Windows 95, I think, was the big push to really get more people on the internet. And if you'll...
I think that was a big push just to get people to get computers.
Computers
in the house.
Too. Yeah, yeah. Windows computers. I think there was a brief time in the early 90s where Apple was successful as a computer company.
Well, I don't know about you in your schools in Minnesota, but I know our schools in Jersey, we grew up using Apple computers in school, but most of us had like PCs at home.
Yeah.
It was a little confusing, but every school I was in, you know, growing up had Apples.
Yeah, we did not. We had PCs in our school. All I remember playing was Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Yes.
We had Typing Tutor.
Yeah, there was that too. Mavis Beacon.
I don't know what that is. It was a
Mavis Beacon Typing Tutor.
Oh, is that what it was called?
Yeah, I think that was like the company that made
it. That was the Turtle, I think.
Yep.
It was a turtle you could program to do like things, draw stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, this was.
Wow.
Yeah. But Windows 95, again, this was the internet ready operating system because Windows 3.1 wouldn't have done great with what was coming. Now I have a little story. I have a story that connects Windows 95, my first experience on the internet, buying my first modem, and Chad Zumach.
What?
Are you ready for me to weave this story?
What are all things that don't work?
Oh yes. Boy.
Okay.
So it was an August Friday. Friday in August 1995. A friend of mine was working at the local Target. Came to pick me up from the local Walgreens I was working at. And he said, "Some lady left her credit card at my cash register right before closing.
Yay!
Let's go shopping."
Oh, you're such an asshole. This is the same guy who used to open up ice cream and lick the top of it and put the top back on.
No,
do
I use
not
a spoon.
Buy ice cream from your local grocers. There are people like Cardiff out there. They're just monsters. They want to see the world burn.
So we said, well, where could we possibly go and use this credit card a Friday night at 11:30 at night?
Oh, you Zumok.
And we were driving around, and we pulled up to the local Best Buy, and there was a lineup of about 500 people outside the Best Buy. And we're like, what's happening here? But it looks like Best Buy's open. But no, Best Buy was opening at midnight.
There's Cardiff Electric.
That is Cardiff Electric.
Holy shit, there he is.
So this is what happened at midnight on that night.
Holy shit. For
Windows 95. Like, is there anything that, I mean, I think people do this now for shoes. It's not an online drop, but
yeah, $10 off a TV the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
But yeah, that's, other than that, nobody lines up for anything anymore. But yeah, the store opened at midnight and everybody rushed in, grabbed their copies of Windows 95. But me and my friend weren't interested in Windows 95. We didn't know what we wanted. We just knew we had some free money that we had to spend before they called the 800 number and canceled that card.
You had a bigger budget to work with.
But the only section that was open was the computer section. So I said, well, I have a computer. I don't have one of these modem things. So that's where I bought my first 14.4 modem.
How much was that?
I want to say it was $149.
Jesus. How much was Windows 95, I wonder?
I remember it being like $200.
That's it? I was going to say like five. I would have imagined like five or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if you can look that up, OJ. I don't know. But I have no idea. But I wasn't interested. Everyone was there. And everyone was looking at us like we were strange because we weren't buying Windows 95. Like, what are you guys doing here?
Well, you shouldn't have drawn attention to yourselves. You should have been in the mob of crazy people.
We should have. But we were stupid. We feel terrible for what we've done.
So how much was Windows 95 when it came out?
Yeah,
$209.95.
Oh, wow.
I probably still have one of those, the signs, the price stickers stuck to the back of my head from that night. I almost got trampled.
Sure.
For Windows 95. It was insane.
I remember the box. I definitely remember that box.
Yeah.
And everything had to come in that giant box. And it was just, you open it up and there's a CD and a
little book with it. I remember I had NHL 95 for my computer. And it came in a giant box with John Van Beesbrook on it, I think. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. But that was my first entree into the internet. Thanks to a borrowed credit card.
Okay.
So Zumok's credit card.
I was going to say that was the connection to Chad, obviously.
Yes. Yes. Still.
Yeah. The chat was kind of turning on you there for a little bit, I think.
Sorry.
They were not sorry. Your actions. Hey, he was out of his mind back then.
I was. I do feel terrible.
That's why pencils have erasers. A very wise man once said, that's why pencils have erasers.
And it's not the worst thing I've ever done, but definitely I've turned my life around.
Well, that's fantastic.
I've had a great last 25 years. Let's just put it that way.
Wonderful. So I guess that was the only thing. And would you ditch the card after that, or did you continue buying things?
We ditched the card. We ditched the card.
Good. Very good. All right. Well, that's fantastic.
Yes. But for some reason, I had to pay half of it.
What do you mean?
So I had to pay my friend $75.
Oh.
Because we only bought that, and then he wanted a cut. I'm getting a modem, he wanted some cash. So.
Bastard.
Yes. It was terrible. But. Wow. That was my entree into the internet. If it wasn't for that incident, I may not even be here today.
So I was a little younger than you two. And I thought
allegedly,
obviously I'm 16, so I was way younger.
Yeah.
You two are both very old, but yes. I would say the internet was great. But I was still fixated on video games in the 90s, you know?
I was too, for sure.
NHL 95, I'm a hockey chick, go Bruins, the smoking lesbo. Oh, we might have talked on a chat room back in the 1990s.
Very likely.
I remember someone said the worst thing That worst thing about having sex as a lesbian was rotten pussy or stank pussy, they said. And I was like, well, what does that smell or taste like? Like, I was the worst lesbian ever. And they just said piss and BO. That's what I remember.
What would you compare it to?
Yeah, that's what I said. What would you say a rotten pussy smells or tastes like?
And as you're just pounding away.
Yes. With my sister's bra in my hand. I'm sorry.
So I'm glad I didn't have the worst admission of guilt tonight.
Yeah. Wow. So we OJ and I were playing a game before because we were trying to think of some things like technology from the 90s, and we brought up Game Boy.
Yeah.
Game Boy was introduced in North America in 1989, which makes it almost 90s. We have to make some kind of a stinger for that, because when we bring up something that's not from the 90s but it's pretty close, like 1989, we will say that is almost 90s.
But that lived long into the 90s.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And of course, with Game Boy brought along better things, because I thought this was way better than the Game Boy, the Game Gear. And maybe you'll remember a guy from the commercial.
Ethan Suplee.
Whoa. Color.
Hey, there's an easier way to get color. Get a Game Gear, the full color portable with over 150 games, like the new Echo, Mortal 2, and Sonic Triple Trouble.
Sega!
Game Gear was the shit, even though it was gigantic, kind of heavy, and the batteries lasted literally 10 minutes.
Batteries were the worst.
Oh my God. I used to love it. I had Home Alone on Game Gear, which... I'll just play this now since we're talking about Home Alone. This has nothing to do with video games. And I don't even think this is really necessarily 90s technology. It's more of just regular technology that they had for years, but they packaged it in this cool little kids thing. The Talk Boy.
Yes. Now you can be as clever as Kevin with Tiger's new Talk Boy tape recorder.
Stop drooling on me. Stop drooling on me.
It even has speed control.
Hi, kids. We're home early.
Hi, kids. We're home early.
Tiger's new TalkBoy tape recorder comes with audio cassette.
Come on! Hiya, pal.
Look for Home Alone 2, available now on video.
On video.
Who? That's so stupid. I mean, why would anyone want something like that?
The TalkBoy?
Well, how do you feel?
I feel great, OJ. How do you feel?
We're still playing with Talk Boys.
Yes, that is a technology that's been around forever. But like I said, they just kind of packaged it in a nice, cute little toy for kids and had a slow button to somehow make you not sound like an adult, but other kids would think you were an adult. Video games were a big part of the 90s for me. I actually was in a I got to go to that original Nintendo, I think it was called Nintendo World Championships Tournament. It was either in 1990 or 1992.
Like the Wizard?
Yes. It was the exact tournament from the Wizard. So the way it started was they set up a couple of arcade games at a local...
Can I say something?
Yes.
I feel like such an ass.
Why?
Because I know we've had this conversation on a stream before, and I did the like the Wizard. It was like I'm hearing it for the first time. I just felt like I was being dishonest to you all.
No, you're right. I did talk about this before. But yes, I got to go to that exact tournament. I did horribly because I can't play Rad Racer. I'm horrible at Rad Racer. And they had that as part of the thing. And I was horrible. But yeah, they had it at the Meadowlands, and I believe it was 1992. I think it was 1992. But so when did Super Nintendo come out?
90.
Yeah, look that up, because I was telling OJ, like, I had Nintendo. I did the Nintendo World Championships. And I believe a year or two later was when Super Nintendo was coming out, and Super Nintendo was probably the first major video game console to that I saw actually come out. You know, like I anticipated.
You waited for it. You were right. Reading the magazines. Oh, man. Leading up to it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like Game Power, wasn't that what?
Game Power, yeah.
Yeah.
Game
Power, yep.
Well, like Bob Johnson. Came out.
Go ahead. It came out in 1990.
Nintendo?
November 21st, 1990.
Okay, so then the Nintendo World Championships were in 1990. Yeah, because Super Nintendo came out right after.
Yeah. But Bob Johnson bringing up the Lynx and the Turbo Express.
Oh, yeah.
Those were systems that we saw the ads for them. We heard about these things, but they were like really super high end. We thought this is going to destroy Nintendo and Sega.
Yeah. And what was what did he say? Lynx, and what was the other one he said?
Sorry, Lynx, TurboGrafx-16.
That's what I was going to say. TurboGrafx-16. I remember I had a friend who had that. There was a game called Slaughterhouse, and you were a little Jason, I remember. And that game was so cool. But I never had TurboGrafx-16.
TurboGrafx-16 would fall under the category of almost 90s.
No!
Almost 90s.
That was 89?
August 29th, 1989.
And see, that was way ahead of anything else.
Agreed. Yeah, that was like having arcade games in your house.
Yeah.
Like that was arcade game level graphics.
Like they used to advertise that. I remember that going back to our forest porn. They used to advertise those systems in Playboy. Like they were aimed for adults. Yeah, they weren't even aiming at kids for some reason, but... I think they were really expensive. They were really high end.
Yeah.
But nothing could. I mean, Sega got close to knocking Nintendo off, like to beating them, but I don't think they ever beat them. Like Nintendo had that locked up for a long time.
They have the power. So anyway, Super Nintendo was definitely the first system that I anticipated. I read up about it. I saw these things. You saw Super Mario World, and there was that F-Zero and all these things. The Jaguar. That was another gaming system. Very cool.
Atari, I believe. Same with the Lynx. That was Atari trying to get back into gaming.
Yes. So this was the first ever Super Nintendo commercial to get everyone hyped up for Super Nintendo. Again, see if you recognize someone in this commercial.
When you decide to step up to this kind of power, this kind of challenge, this kind of flying, crashing feeling, when you decide to get serious, there's only one place to come, the games of Super Nintendo. No one else creates this kind of experience, because no one else creates these kinds of games. Now you're playing with power, superpower.
God damn, that Zelda game was so good. What was that Zelda game? It was not the Ocarina of Time. That was Nintendo 64. Mm-hmm. What the hell was that Super Nintendo Zelda game? I can't remember it. But
who was the celebrity in there? I thought I saw the Fresh Prince for a second.
Are you serious?
No, but the main guy, who was it?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, that was Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh wow, I didn't catch that.
I think Paul Rudd looked older in that episode than most things he's ever done. But that I can't not curse. That guy does not age. It's ridiculous.
So the Zelda game, was it called A Link to the Past?
Yes, Zelda A Link to the Past was so good. That was one of that was probably my favorite Zelda game of all time.
Nice,
fantastic. But yeah, Super Nintendo really changed the video game landscape for me. Mario Paint was something that was a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys
Super Mario World, like that was practical. That was fantastic.
Oh my god. Yeah, like just the idea. That's something that I vividly remember getting that for the first time and hooking up in my room, having it hooked up to my little 10-inch color TV I had in my room, and just those songs, man. Super Nintendo and Nintendo had some of the best soundtracks as far as games go, man.
For sure.
It's beautiful.
It's wonderful, wonderful sound. Yeah, no, that was... And I mean, then the Genesis came out around that same time too. They were,
yes.
I mean, the Sega Master System, you know, kind of competed with the NES, but the Genesis is where Sega became
the top dog
name. Yeah, Like they really had some stuff there. Was Shinobi, Sonic, obviously. Oh.
Rise from your graves, Altered Beast.
Yep.
Boogerman. I had Boogerman.
That was a great game.
That's the only reason I bought Sega. I don't think it came out for Super Nintendo. I remember I got a Sega, but I never really played it. I always went back to Super Nintendo. But I remember getting Sega because I wanted to play Boogerman. But then I think it eventually did come out on Super Nintendo. It sucked.
I remember liking that game.
It was so bad. It's like just flicked his boogers and farted on people.
That was great.
But at the time, did you know it was bad? You still played it.
I kind of did know it was bad, but I played it. And all the Beavis and Butthead games were always bad until they came out with Virtual Stupidity on the computer. Every other Beavis and Butthead game for Nintendo or Super Nintendo and Sega was the worst. I wanted those games to be so good. But Virtual Stupidity on the computer was actually a very cool Beavis and Butthead game. I think that was the 90s, too. It had to be the 90s.
It had to be Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, for sure.
Shut up, Beavis.
Ooh. I feel like I don't remember them off the top of my head, but I feel like the baseball games for the Sega Genesis were
RBI. Really good.
Yeah. All those games. Like Tommy Lasorda of baseball and, they're coming back to me. Me and my buddies, we were into like anytime a baseball game came out, we were getting it. We were playing it.
I remember playing RBI. That's funny. You just said it, but wasn't that regular Nintendo? Or they probably continued the series, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
RBI for Nintendo, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I could be getting mixed up too. Tommy Lasorda baseball. No, that was Sega. That was Sega Genesis. Yeah.
Well, we did have, I know we've been talking about technology, but we did want to have a regular segment on every show because movies were such a great part of the 90s. Big, big movie decade, the 90s. But I guess every decade except this one is a big movie decade. This is the only decade that has no movies. But our pal Carlos Danger has agreed to do a weekly segment for us. So
for free.
For free, of course. He's not part of the show at all. But this is something he likes to call Carlos's pick. You know, he used to go to Blockbuster and there'd be staff picks. Or I guess more the local video store would have their staff picks, Becky's picks, John's picks. These are Carlos's picks for the 90s.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Carlos Pick. My name is Carlos Danger for the purposes of this broadcast. This is supposed to be a throwback to the 90s movie review, but I got lost. But, you know, I do acknowledge it seems to me like it's Platoon, right? Remember Platoon? It was Sergeant Barnes and Sergeant
got it wrong again.
Fighting for the soul of Charlie Sheen.
Fat dummy.
His character name, I don't remember because it's just... Did he really do that? My name is Carlos.
What's going on?
Danger.
Carlos? Carlos, are you there?
Carlos!
Carlos, is there something wrong with him?
Cheese.
Carlos!
I love cheese.
Carlos!
I love cheese.
I'm not sure if you wanted this.
Oh, no, Carlos.
I think you need to help Carlos with his video editing. El Horrible.
made me promise I wouldn't watch that. And then when I saw the editing in the beginning, it was like all chopped up. I'm like, what's going on? Oh my God. Carlos, why did you do that? Why did you just show us footage of you eating an enormous amount of French fries with cheese? And just
I think he sent us the wrong video.
He must have been must have had two things open in Adobe, and he crossed over something. Maybe he had a bit of a glitch. But Carlos Danger, please do better for next week. Please have a 90s movie too, if you could.
Unbelievable.
Oh man, it takes so much for me to Patrice laugh.
I want everyone to know they might think Tukey's better than me, but I can make Tukey laugh.
Oh my god. I just thought I was like, what the fuck?
I'm gonna be that Keith Robinson. I'm gonna be the Keith Robinson of the bunch. I'm the only one that's never gonna be successful, yeah. But I'll make everybody else laugh. I'll be
He's a live streamer's live streamer.
Yeah, you bring me on tour.
Comics comic. It's a nice way of saying, yeah, they just never made it.
Thank you, Carlos Danger. We appreciate
Thank you very much, Carlos. We
thank you, Carlos. That. I needed that.
Yes. We do want to remind
Did
everyone.
Really, wait. He really covered Platoon, though? And it came out in 86? Oh, wait. So you just took that from a clip. Oh. Yeah.
You know how
I thought he actually made a thing and you cut it off. Like he did all the work to review it for you.
He was talking about Ray DeVito at that point, and he brought up Platoon. He'll talk about movies on every other podcast except this one.
I'm so glad that you create things because that's so funny.
You don't know how long I spent searching Carlos Danger's YouTube.
It's so worth it.
That was great. Trying to piece together Carlos pick.
Fantastic.
Good job. Carlos Danger, please do better. We want you to be part of the show.
Yes, do better.
Please, please.
I thought that may have been Carlos's best work.
Carlos's pick? It was. It might have been. OJ, you've been quiet tonight. Is there something you want to talk about before we start wrapping up?
Counting our money.
Yes. Going to the dirty super chats. Well, yeah. Let me find one of my little videos here. Well, I guess we both have a Motorola commercial. Yeah.
Yes. I owned a Motorola pager.
Yes.
I believe in 1996. And I had it until 1998. But and then got another Motorola thing, but we'll just stick with the pager. Yes, a pager or a beeper, as people would have called them.
Were you a drug dealer?
No,
Before there were smartphones, before their Apple Watches and all that good stuff. Yes, the best way to communicate in the 90s was a pager or a beeper. Pager.
Yeah. And if you wanted to let people, and so what you had to do, someone would page you. You'd have to find a payphone somewhere.
Right. Well, don't you have a picture, OJ, of a page?
Oh yeah, yeah. Let me grab that.
Just in case some of our younger viewers, like Little Mirror and Dr. Chow, the Mega G, we have. I feel like some people might not even know what a beeper is. How long was a beeper around? I mean, it had to be something that came out in like the 70s or the 80s, right?
The research I did, it said they date back to like the 1920s or 30s. What?
Fuck, yeah, the yes. phones even around in the
90s? I know, right. I don't know how they work, but I did also find out. So, you know, before the 90s, it was kind of known that doctors were really the only people that used beepers. That started in about the 50s. So from the 50s on to the 90s, doctors were the only ones really using these things.
There's doctors are still using them.
Sure,
some doctors that still wear a pager. They don't use a cell phone, they have a pager.
We really? Actually use them in the hospital. Yes, also. And the
I've seen them in the hospital, too. I've seen them in the hospitals, too, yep.
But this was the first one that I had, the model. This was, like, the big first-selling model of the Motorola pager, anyway, back then. And it was just very simple. You just everyone had their own phone number assigned to their pager. You would call the number. You know, if I wanted to get a hold of Cardiff, I'd call his pager number. You would wait for the beep. It would beep three times, I believe. And then you would type in whatever digits that you wanted. If you were at someone, whatever number you were at, if you wanted them to call you back at a specific number, you would type in that phone number.
Or you could leave a message. You could leave a voicemail.
And that didn't come later.
Oh, was that later? Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember. Well,
I always remember having that. I remember getting annoyed when somebody would leave a voicemail because that would cost me two quarters.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They did. There was an option for voicemail after a while.
Yeah.
But so yeah,
a lot of people developed codes.
Yes. And
it's funny you say that because here are the codes I found a picture of, a few of them. There were some other ones that aren't on this list. That if you were creative enough, you could come up with.
Just a guest has one.
boob 8008 or eight, or boobs 80085 upside down.
Right.
Or the Bladcast, the great Bladcast with 143. I love
yes. you. Sal Governale. We speak your name.
Yeah, the 911. And how long did it take before everyone was putting 911 after their call?
Oh, yeah. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Yes, there was a point when you could have a voicemail, and it actually got to a point where you could actually leave actual text messages, and you didn't have to just put in numeric numbers. So
69911. But yes, like Carter said, you didn't have a cell phone. I mean, obviously, like, what would be the point of having a pager and a cell phone? But you had to now go find a payphone after, or some kind of phone after you got paged.
So I have a story. I have a bunch of stories about beepers, but I have one in particular. I was driving around with a carload of friends. We had gone to a game exchange, and I actually bought the old school original Nintendo. It came with the Duck Hunt, the gun.
Oh, yeah.
So we're driving around having a good time, you know, playing with the gun and just like kind of, you know, having idiots. Fun in the car with it. Yeah, just being young idiots.
Right.
And we drive. I drop my friend off at his house. The rest of us leave. Around the corner from there is a McDonald's. We go to McDonald's. There's a gas station around the corner from there. We go to the gas station. On the way to the gas station, we all start receiving pages with that famous 911, 911, 911. And it was our friend who we just dropped off. Well, since we were right around the corner, instead of calling, we decided to just drive back there. Well, when we got there, the driveway was filled with police cars. And next thing you know, we were surrounded by the police and getting, you know, get out of the effing car. Show us your effing hands. You know, guns drawn on us. Where's the gun? And we're like this. And we kind of just, I lifted up the gun, you know, showing them the Nintendo gun. And yeah, there was just like a big sigh amongst all the cops. Wasn't
it like orange though?
Yeah, exactly.
Or no, the original handle. The original ones were all gray, weren't they?
I was gonna say there were some, I believe, that were like all gray, but I thought there was also like an orange.
I think I had the brighter color one.
I think the later ones came with that. They made them add that.
Yeah, but so yeah, regardless, the police were just like, oh my god, are you kidding me? And kind of just got reprimanded and they let us go. But what ended up happening was there was an off-duty police officer who saw us waving the gun around, followed me to my buddy's house. And again, like you guys mentioned, there was no cell phones. So he followed us, and then he must have ran to a cell phone, called the whole police department.
Right.
They were all there in a matter of minutes.
Yeah. What friend calls you back to the place where the cops are coming? At least let you guys get away.
Well, we were teenagers, you know, his mom was there. She was pissed at us. So I'm sure she, you know, she's telling him to get our asses back there and straighten that out.
Yeah. So people are confirming the originals were gray. And then I guess when they had that law that all guns had to be like a different color,
all toy guns. Yeah.
Yeah. They made them orange. So, but I do remember I had a gray one, but I just remember seeing orange ones too.
Oh, we never played a commercial. I'm going to play. Here's one I picked. I know we have a few of them, but this, I might have to turn it down. I apologize.
Dad, I want a pager. A Motorola?
Really? What's in it for me?
Death.
A blowjob, Dad.
If I'm ever late, page
damn it,
me.
I curse again, isn't there?
See, we can make this connection. You know? I mean, I'm never going to take it to school. I'll respond like that, and Dad.
You also implied incest.
You would do that for me? Would you do something else for me? Shave.
Motorola pagers to know now.
Put on a clean shirt.
Motorola, what you never thought possible.
See, I had one of those like translucent pagers, but my dad had the exact black one that you had a picture of. So yeah, boner full of nostalgia.
We had these ones. This is something I saw it in the 2000s, so almost, but it was used in the 90s.
Almost 90s.
It was used in the 90s at a place I worked where they had the big pagers, like with the multi-line text, where they could actually send text.
I don't remember that.
These things were later in the 90s.
Yeah.
They were probably the size of an iPhone 14, but to send those messages, you had to have this special box that was the size of a PlayStation 5 at the office where you could like choose. It was, I think it was like some type of closed network or something, but it was really weird. But there was, they'd have one person trained in the office who can send messages to the sales reps.
Wow. I feel like the kid in that commercial was someone in the 90s.
Yeah, no, the dad, I think, was someone.
Yeah, the dad. Yeah, he looked familiar. I couldn't tell either one, but there was a familiarity to both of them.
Yeah, something about that kid looked familiar to me. Did you have a question or something?
No, no. I said, if you know who the kid is,
yeah,
let us know in the chat.
So did we all have pagers?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my page, I don't remember the first three digits of my pager number, but the last four were 1402. So every time I gave the number to a girl, I was like, it's like Valentine's Day.
So, and I also, you're such a
toy. And I had that printed on my business cards.
Oh my God.
We do 214 here in the States.
I also remember if you were a dork, if you wore your pager on the outside of your pants, the cool kids had them clipped on the inside of their pocket.
Interesting. No.
Yes.
I didn't get that deep into the pager.
And I actually had a rap song for my pager when you were able to have voicemail, when you finally got that technological feature to have your own voicemail message. I made a rap song for mine.
You made a rap song?
Yes.
How did it go?
I remember it actually. And
I'm sure you do.
It went, "Hi, how you doing? You've reached my pager. Please leave a message, and if it's something major, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. When the pager goes beep, the phone's in my hand to listen to your message, and I'll call you right back. So listen for the beep at the end of this rap, and if you don't know and you don't understand, then there's definitely something wrong with your brain, man."
Right.
Great. Now I've been moved out of the singing and rapping produce on the internet. I can't even do that anymore.
I was such a dork.
That was dope.
Scenarist. Yes, but then I remember I was so happy with my Motorola pager. I don't know about you guys, but I actually went to the Motorola phone. I think in about 1998 is when I first had my first Motorola phone. And I remember getting the Motorola StarTAC.
Yes. Hey, it's Rob. You've blown my cover.
Yeah, you spies should carry the Motorola StarTAC cellular phone with VibraCall Alert. Try it on. It can vibrate instead of ring. It's real covert.
It vibrates?
So high tech, it could only come from Motorola. Motorola, what you never thought possible.
Oh my God, I thought that was the greatest thing ever when I first got that phone.
Like, that's not the one I had. Mine was the one where it was the bigger one, like the older brick one.
I had that exact flip one, and I think you could change the cover, like they had different color covers you could put on, and oh, it was so great. The StarTAC.
It wasn't as good as the, and you'll recognize this. Nokia.
I never had a Nokia.
Well, they were later. They were later, but they were like, they had the game. They had games on the screen. They had that Sea Snake game or whatever the fuck it was. But that was like, that was impressive.
It was
amazing. It's amazing what entertained us.
Well, that was like the first iPod too. It had like the snake game, and I think it had like Breakout or something. It was so
cool. We were the generation of kids in the backseat of the car with Mad Libs books, and that's what kept us entertained. So I don't know, or at least my generation was doing the Mad Libs. So you had to get games on a phone, and like, wow, what a cool time.
You know how many times I've been in a waiting room or on a long trip, and I'm like, How the holy heck did I ever survive these moments without my phone?
Right.
But we did. God. But then, we all had Game Boys and Game Gears and something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you remember traveling with your Game Boy? And yeah, it's going to be a long one. Better bring the extra batteries. So you had a bag of batteries for your Walkman, for your Game Boy.
Everything. You need batteries for everything.
We'll have to talk about that one of these shows, too.
Yes, or the Discman.
The Discman would be more prevalent, for the 90s.
We'll talk about the Walkman, but we'll just say Discman every time we're saying the name of it, just so we can get away with it. Remember when they came out with auto rewind,
anti-skip? Remember trying to run with a disc man? Did you ever try to run?
Well, no, but
yeah, well, not you. Yeah, of course not. Yeah.
Should we do the super chats?
I think we should do the super chats. We'll end the show after the super chat. We've got a final thought as we end every episode of You'll Remember the 90s. We end with a final thought, but let's get those super chats.
Like Jerry Springer.
Like Jerry Springer. First, Vaping Dago, thank you for gifting 20 memberships. I believe, I'm not sure which channel, but thank you for gifting 20 memberships. That's awesome. Yeah,
we don't know where the memberships or the super chats are coming from. We kind of have all our channels set up because we wanted to get as many eyes as we could on this. But if you guys can go like and subscribe at Yo Remember the 90s, that would benefit us greatly. Thank you. Eventually,
this show will only be there. This will be its own thing on that channel. You'll have to come here, so you might as well come over here now and acclimate to this community. Chris Mack with the 199. Thank you, Orange Power. I think that's for you, OJ.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
I'll let you read the next one. Anyone else?
Damn it, Chris Mack, thank you for the 99. White Power, I guess that's for Tukey, for me. Damn it.
OJ, this one's all yours.
Chris Mack, 199, Furby Power.
Was Furby the 90s? I guess we're going to have to do Furby.
I would say late 90s, yeah.
Chris Mack, thanks for the 199. Potato Power. Chris Mack's a good egg.
1998 was Furby.
Wow. Yep. There you go. Jason Fusco. Thank you for becoming a YouTube member. I believe that's on my channel. Thank you, sir. Eugene the Bijan Freeze. Thank you for becoming a member. I believe that's on Cardiff's channel.
I'm not sure why you would think that, but.
Because he's adorable.
Oh, so I get all the adorable stuff. Okay.
Yes.
Rochi, thank you for the 2 pounds. I remember Karen Brennan was funny. FKB.
Bye, Brennan.
Oh, wait. Oh, this isn't that show, but.
Was that from the WATP show?
Yeah, it was.
I never would drop and listen. I don't listen to things we do anymore.
Oh, I still do. I'm a psychopath. Oh, Jason Fusco, thank you for the 199. I'd like to say hello to my godson, OJ.
Oh, hello.
Saying hello to you. Should let you read that one. Barrister 1401, thanks for $5. Can't believe I'm wasting $5 and my awesome comedic skills on only 30 people. Oh, no.
There's a combination of 250 people. How dare you?
How dare you?
Between all our channels, we have 250 people.
At You'll Remember the 90s. Like and subscribe.
Magnetic Productions, thank you for the $4.99. Good to see the show back. FYI, BBS are cool again in the U underground hacker scene. Wow. It was cool back then because you could message people. AOL sucks.
AOL did suck, but it was a means to an end.
At the time, it was awesome.
We needed it. Michael C., thanks for the 199. Vinny Paulino is looking a little orange. That's an insult to one of my friends, and I demand you take it back. But of course, I will not say which friend was insulted. Barrister 1401, thanks for the $5. Can we expect the same level of compelling entertainment in Rochester? I have a feeling Barrister 1401 is not enjoying his evening.
I don't know. Why is he paying us?
I don't know. We're a strange bunch.
Paid to hate you. Tickus? Thank you, Tickus. $20. Turtles in Time, River City Ransom. Yes, Turtles. Oh, there you go. That's fantastic. That is a great game. All the Ninja Turtles video games are pretty good, except for the original Nintendo one. It was fucking impossible. I don't care what anyone says. No one
beat it. It was great.
fucking waterboard with the electrical seaweed. You didn't beat it. It was impossible. You can't beat that game. It was way too hard. Fuck you. Damn it. Fuck shit. I'm not blood taking out the curse.
Okay, fuck it.
Next week, I need a pad and paper so I can write down all the times because this is just at it.
It's all right. It was just a thought to try to keep it clean. Hey,
we don't need to edit. Let's just let it run.
It's fine. I thought the first guy, I won't say that I ever beat that game, but I had a hell of a good time trying to. Fun game.
I loved
how hard those games were, all the old Nintendo games.
I'll tell you, I think this, I confessed to my possible ADD the other night on Wendy, but I never finished a game. There was not a single video game I ever finished.
Oh, really?
Wow. I just said, fuck it. Unless I had like, oh, remember the Game Genie?
Oh yeah. Game Genie was great.
Unless I had the Game Genie or the codes for, now I just said, I'm done. Like I could never play a game, but I used to rent games.
Oh, sure. And it was harder back then because you couldn't save anything.
Yeah.
You never beat Super Mario Brothers, the original? You never beat that?
Not all the way. No, I've gone far, but I've just never, again, not legitimately. Like, I think I, with the Game Genie, went to the final stage or something, but I couldn't do it. Wow. Couldn't stay engaged.
That was a thrill for me.
I would play stuff like the Sim City for months.
See, I would skip school in order to try to beat a game I got. I couldn't go. If I was in the middle of a game that I loved and I had to beat it, I would pretend to be sick and stay home that day and just play it all day until I beat it.
See, I was into like the Sim City stuff too, but I wanted to always beat a game if I could. And I always remember getting really pissed off and blaming my sibling. Whenever I couldn't beat a board or something.
You do it.
Little asshole. WSX, thank you for the $5 super sticker. You are fantastic. Go Broncos. They suck. They're garbage.
How are they not doing good? They're
garbage. Russell Wilson is the worst.
Oh, I mean, I'm a Browns fan, so we just lost our best player.
I think the Broncos are 0-2. I don't know. I haven't really been paying attention. But I have been gambling. I don't pay attention, and I still gamble on football.
Account up or down? Up. Oh, okay, gosh. Good. Shannon Duffy takes the 199. Skull 1991.
Skull 1991. I wonder what that was an answer to.
I don't know. Maybe that's when Shannon Duffy was born. P.S. with Ari Jane. Thank you for the 999. Hello, delightfully precious ones. What a jolly time we are having here. Yes, here and in Detroit. It was a pleasure meeting you. P.S. Ari Jane.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Ari, and we're glad that Ray DeVito did not murder you.
Yes. We were so worried.
Yes, but don't worry, there's still time. I'll read this one because I might be the closest. I might be the only one that might be able to pronounce it, but I don't even think I can. Shannon Duffy, thanks for the 199. Adrenochrome works. Rud, a small demon.
Adrenochrome. It's not something they do. They take like babies, something with them, and inject. Is that
the thing where they like scare kids or something, and it's supposed to make their blood like they drink it?
No, I think it has something to do with aborted children.
Oh, okay, yes. This is us talking about Paul Rudd never aging. Okay, got it.
Oh, okay, yeah. This is a good game. See, now this is why we should read the super chats at the end and figure out what they were talking about. You got it. Hit the bell. General Ocean Wolf of the Tukey World Order / Tukey Taliban. Thank you for the $2. Hey, yo, daily reminder, TWO is just too sweet. 2-2 Tukey World Order. I don't have anything. Oh, yeah.
2-2 Tukey World Order. Can we do something about this epidemic of way too long YouTube names?
Yeah, there's something.
Let's tighten that up. Tickets, thanks for the $10. Smash TV, remember it? No,
I think so. I think it was that crazy game.
Yeah,
it was like 3D. You'd run around, and it was like you're supposed. 1990. Holy, it's right. Yes, this was the game. Awesome. Wait, okay.
You butthole. No one cares that you can see it.
I'm just looking at a Wikipedia, but I'll share it.
Butthole.
Yeah, what was it?
Everyone keeps calling you a floating anus now.
I am a floating anus. I'm going to share my screen.
Were there two like rubber guys, like, or characters that were fighting? Something about Smash TV, like an orange guy and a green guy, maybe.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I'm probably off. The cover of the game. Something about Smash TV sounds really familiar to me. And I know if I see the cover of the game, I'm going to go, yes, that's it. And this man, the tickets paid $10 for us to remember this. Oh, my God. Remember circling, waiting, loading things? Oh, see, Neil, I need to see what the box. Yeah, I remember this. But I would remember this more from the box.
Yeah, I don't remember this at all.
I remember Smash TV.
What was this on?
It was like an NES game.
It was an NES game?
Yeah, it was in the arcade first. And then, yeah, I think it may have been on all platforms. But, yeah, I'm not sure. Fun game, though. I definitely remember Smash TV.
Yes. Okay, so I do remember I remember the box more than the actual game because I was kind of describing it. It was like, man, it's so pixelated. But, yeah, there was like a blue guy and a red guy on the box.
I just remember
the blue guy having his fists up like that. But yeah, that's a horrible picture of it. But anyway, that was fantastic. Koof, thank you for the $2. Thank you all for not killing yourselves. No problem.
Thanks for noticing.
Yes, thank you for the $2 to acknowledge that we have not. What was Donkey Lips calling it on Melton? Melton was covering Donkey Lips and he was calling it societal
who
put it in everyone's head that you can't say suicide on a YouTube
Escidal.
He kept calling Escidal. He's like, everyone thinks I'm escidal, but I'm not. I would never escidal myself.
Alpha Kenny one, thanks for the $2. Even a potato. Yeah, even a potato.
So funny. Toto Payne Diaz, thank you for the $9.99 super sticker.
I think Toto Payne Diaz just typed the word super sticker in.
Oh, is it really? No. Well, what it is on StreamYard, you can't see what the super sticker is.
Oh, okay.
On the YouTube, it's actually like an animated stupid thing.
Something. Okay.
I don't understand super stickers. I don't know why people would buy super stickers. I greatly appreciate that they do, but I don't get super stickers at all. Like, at all. Dave Daffler, thank you for the $2. Allah Akbar. All right.
Allah Akbar.
Nimrob 71, thanks for the $1.99. F90s. Just changing pages.
F90s KB.
Hi, Brennan.
Jason Busco, thank you for the $1.99. The stupid guy with the mask didn't mention Ron and Fez. For what?
The Ron 90s?
Fez, I have the shirt on. Yes, Ron and Fez were around the 90s. I listened to them on WNEW at nights. That's when Ron and Fez were the best, was when they were at nights. It was such a cool hang, and I miss Fez Watley greatly, but we'll never get that show again because he's dead. Daniel Poon, or Poonie as we call him. Thank you for being a member for 2 months. FU Hoverbike level on Battletoads. Oh, 2-2-2-2 key world order. Yes.
That was there's a lot of people with 90s gaming trauma still.
Yeah, there was a lot of hard video games in the 90s and specific boards. And yes, I will definitely say the Battletoads hoverboard level was one of those.
Addicted to Ubiquity. Thanks for $2. Roller Coaster Tycoon. Tycoon, yes, absolutely. Yeah. All the Tycoon games.
The SimCity games, those were great.
Sims.
Dinosaur Tycoon. You could literally make your own Jurassic Park, and I think it was before Jurassic Park, but I might be wrong. Yeah, I remember playing that one at school, too. Very cool. Shannon Duffy, thank you for the $1.99. Skull, 1972. I am Blinky Jedi.
Skull. So, Shannon Duffy was born sometime between 1972 and 1991.
Yes. And they're Blinky Jedi.
And they are. Karen Garvey, thanks for the $2. Brian Kowalczyk, thanks for the $4.99 super sticker.
I guess a super sticker works good if you just want to donate and not want to say anything. You know, here's a super sticker.
But again, they're doing the super stickers are doing something on the actual
just like, not for YouTube us
chat. We just can't. Yeah, I don't
get with the program, StreamYard. Come on.
But it is stupid. General Ocean Wolf of the Toogie World Order and the Toogie Taliban. Thank you for the $2. Cake horn. Yes. Shut your cake horn. TWO. That's a Ronnie Fez reference.
I think that's the last one. Someone in the chat, I believe Vincent Lombardo, is very angry with me. I will say if you're angry with me now, just wait till March.
Yes.
That's all.
Why is he angry with you?
I don't know. I think I'm a traitor for doing a show with John.
Yes, you traitor. Jason Fusco, thank you for the $1.99. ATHF. What? Alcohol, tobacco.
Hella firearms.
Human feces.
We'll find out.
Yes,
I'm sure we'll find it. Yes, I am a traitor, but.
Yes.
I am thankful that we had such a fun
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Thank you.
Yes. Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Is that the 90s, though? I feel like that's early 2000s.
Yeah, I would think so. But we can always look that up.
You're right.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Future episode of You'll Remember. I think we had some fun tonight. Did we have some fun, OJ? Yeah,
for sure.
El Horrible.
Yes, I had a lot of fun. The hour flew by. I mean, in fact, we did 24 minutes over so far. And
I have to pay you extra now, aren't I?
Yes. And it seemed like the chat was engaged. It seemed like I didn't see really too much of boring or this is duty. But yeah, everyone seemed to have fun.
Our moderators were working hard blocking those people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you,
moderators.
Cardiff, you produced some bits for this. And this
was
a fun show. This is a really fun format. And I think this is going to be fun. And I think we can do this every week. I just don't know about how backed up we're going to be as far as the editing of the actual pop-up video of these.
Again, we can take that offline, I guess, but maybe we scale that back to a best of pop-up or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Once in a while. It's a fun idea, but I don't know if it. I don't think we got the big pop from it that we thought we would. Like, it was just more fun, but of an idea, and then you got to do all the work. So maybe we just do the live show and do some clips here and there, and we'll do some pop-up. But maybe we'll do shorts on the channel with the clips.
Yes.
That's a good idea. 100%.
I think this was great. I think this was a great first episode. Obviously, we did the pilot, the test episode, but this was our first official episode just to get our feet wet and kind of figure out what we're doing here. And big things in the future. We're just figuring this all out. This wasn't a show. This is not a show. We're still figuring it out. Big things. We have a big new studio we're building.
It's all coming. What do you guys got going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Bedabbling Live, episode 48. This is a huge, spectacular show. It is the one exactly 1 year ago tomorrow that I created the Bedabbler website, YouTube channel. So it's been exactly a year. I just hit 3,000 subscribers today, which
2,000 of those are legitimate too.
Yes. And this is fantastic. It didn't cost me that much money to get 1,000 subscribers, but I cannot thank everyone enough. It's been exactly a year tomorrow that I started doing this ridiculous crap. And you guys have been nothing but supportive. And I really greatly appreciate it. So to celebrate our 1 year anniversary, we are going to have a Justice League style meeting of the Army of Cowards. It'll be myself, the great Cardiff Electric, the great OJ, the great Hack Ride, and of course Corndiff. We will all be on tomorrow to discuss our normal weekly meeting of the Army of Cowards. We normally do it in private. We always get together to talk about who we're going to goof on for the week, how we're going to conceal our identity so that people can't make fun of us, because we are very fragile. We make fun of people. You do not make fun of us, because it makes us cry, and that's why we don't show our faces or our tears. And if you look like Gino, you would wear a mask too. So tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., all the fun starts. Maybe we'll take some calls towards the end so people can congratulate us on being on YouTube for 1 year. And we'll have all your favorite Army of Cowards members tomorrow on Bedavlin Live with El Horrible and OJ. Yeah.
Not Cardiff, because apparently he has no invite.
Not Cardiff. Exactly. No, Cardiff will be there. I think the one guy we were thinking about joining the Army of Cowards, Ski Mask, but he's shown his face so much. He's obviously not a coward. He's not afraid. You have to be physically afraid to show your face.
But
we are
maybe he can inspire us to all stop being cowards.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Perhaps like
a support group. Maybe the Coward League becomes a support group.
Right.
Cowards Anonymous.
Is Ray DeVito on right now?
Who cares?
Who can we people to go?
Oh, but that was fun. I had a great time.
That was so perfect. Like
too quick?
Oh, you were too quick for me, Potato. How dare you? That was perfect.
This was fun. I'm enjoying this. We'll see you guys next. We good next Friday?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We'll see you guys next Friday. We'll tackle a different 90s topic, but we'll definitely be back to technology because we barely touched any of it. This is going to go on for.
Oh, ever. Yeah. We'll be revisiting these topics. I guess I'm going to throw the audio version on my iTunes and Spotify and stuff. And Cardiff, I would just suggest you do the same thing. So if you can't listen to or you can't watch or you don't have YouTube Premium, you know, all that crap, and you want to listen to it in your car, it will be on the Bedavlin Live with El Horrible iTunes and Spotify, probably along with Cardiff Electrics.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll throw that up. I'll throw that up on mine, too.
Yeah,
maybe Gary from San Diego can start calling in again.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what else? I don't think we're going to take calls on this show. Maybe.
No. Maybe. Maybe that'll be a, you know, a special event. Once in a while we'll do calls or something. Yeah. I think that would be fun, though. This would be a good show to take calls on.
Yeah, to hear other people's. Because, yeah, the chat is very active. So I would love to hear people's calls. And I always love
it. I also think that would be fun to maybe do a show where we don't have a plan and we kind of just come into it. Let the chat take us somewhere. Maybe let the callers call in, take us somewhere. Tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'd like this to be something one day where we can even do like a Patreon and do like watch movies on the Patreon, do a live stream with that.
Make us money.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
More money out of these people. Yes. All five of you.
David Chandler, where are you tonight?
Where are you? We need you. David, where are you? Where'd he go? Why is he giving me money? David, where are you?
Yeah, but 90s and movies, I'd be totally down to do a watch along.
Yes.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Again, condolences, my friend. But
yes,
that's it for tonight. We love you. We miss you. But here is our final thought to end the show, and we'll see you next week on Yo! Remember the 90s. Oh, hi. It's me, your pal, Cardiff Electric. We've learned a lot tonight about technology in the 90s, mostly the internet. But what we didn't learn about was the utter destruction that the internet caused to some local businesses like pornography stores, bookstores that sell pornography in the back, pornography movie theaters.
Cardiff mouth what he's talking about while he's watching it.
So please join me in supporting.
Did I really?
Your local small pornography businesses.
Yes, I was watching you repeat
without
it.
These wonderful pillars of society.
The little window.
What will we do when the internet goes down? But always remember to take care of yourselves and each other. I'll see you next time on Yo! Remember the 90s.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right. We're gonna have some fun, show you how it's done, TGI.
Yo, do you remember the 90s? Let's find out. Acid-washed jeans, Doc Martens on your feet, pogs in your pocket, and bagel bites to eat.
watching Full House with your digital pets? Mom, get off the phone. I need to use the internet. Let's go to Blockbuster. There's nothing else to do. Carmen San Diego, where the hell are you? I like Tukey not.
You've got mail.
Ice, ice, baby, shrimp.